Blog Talk Radio.
Show today because of the playoff games yesterday, we did not get yet Wednesday's edition of the Greg Squirrel Show on the air. So we are here today and we are just having a whole lot of fun. So I hope everybody's having a great day out there. I know I'm having a great day, and actually been outside today, got Mama Squirrel out of the house, and just been out and about doing our things, hanging out, having a good time. So anyway, that's what's going on. Phone lines are open. 323-642-1128 is the phone number if you want to call in today. 323-642-1128. We're on the air for the next hour, and we're talking sports. That's what we do right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. I want to say a big thank you to my sponsors, Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma, proud supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. We also want to say thank you to Max Sunglasses. Got the weekend coming up and you need some great looking sunglasses, you need to check out Max Sunglasses. I got my weekend deal going. One pair for $20 or two pair for $30. So that's going to save you about $10. So if you want to check in on that deal, all you got to do is email me, chent007@yahoo.com, to take advantage of that offer. Or you can go on the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page and leave a comment on there, and we will get back in touch with you on how to get you your sunglasses. Once again, $19.95 or two pair for $30. Like I say, that's going to save you about $10 any way you look at it. Arkansas on the road this weekend, taking on Georgia. They're down in Little Rock, Arkansas, the state capital, doing their token football game down there. So we want to say woo pig suey go Hogs. Also want to say thank you to all the great nutrition clubs here in Northwest Arkansas. Fayetteville Nutrition, they're located off of Joyce Boulevard. Also, Nutrition Hog, they're located off of Township near Colt Square. We also want to say thank you to Live Right Nutrition in Rogers, Arkansas, near downtown. And I'm trying to think who else. Moxie Nutrition. Can't forget Moxie Nutrition. Rhonda and the crew, located inside World's Gym in Lowell, Arkansas. So if you're interested in losing weight, getting healthy, feel free to visit one of those locations. Or once again, you can call me. Once again, 479-236-1007. I will show you how you can lose weight, get healthy, get energy, all the above, and do it. 30-year-old company, 90 different countries. So got to be something going on pretty good right there. All right. I'm trying to think of any other sponsors. Ian the Boys, 80s Ultimate Party Band. If you got a party coming up and you're a fan of 80s music, need to check out Ian the Boys. You can find them on Facebook. All right. Speaking of big events going on this weekend, I got some great fights taking place. Springdale, Arkansas. Springdale Civic Center, All-Star MMA is going to be having their big event at the Springdale Civic Center out near the Springdale Airport. So make sure you get out there, check it out. I'm trying to think of what else is going on. Oh, yeah, that's what was going on. Tomorrow night is the weigh-ins, and there's kind of been a change of location. They were originally going to have the weigh-ins out at the convention center, but they got a new sponsor, and the Tilted Kilt in Fayetteville, Arkansas. They're going to be hosting the weigh-ins tomorrow night. I will be there for that. Weigh-ins, once again, Tilted Kilt, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Going to start around 6 o'clock. So we invite everybody to come out, show some support to the fighters, because we're going to be having a good time this weekend. If you're interested in tickets, for All-Star MMA, you can find All-Star MMA on Facebook, and you'll find a link to the official event website where you can get your tickets. Show is going to start around 7 o'clock. So, once again, that's Springdale, Arkansas. All-Star MMA presents October Outrage. So, we invite all MMA fans in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. Come on and check it out. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128. Also want to remind you about the big Muay Thai two-day tournament coming to Muskogee, Oklahoma at the Muskogee Civic Center. November 7th, 8th, and 9th are the dates. Go on Facebook, look up Striking, S-T-R-I-K-I-N-G. And you can get some more information on that big event. Also, coming up, Springfield, Missouri. November 15th is the date that Adrenaline Fight League is going to be back at the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium. If you're in the Springfield, Missouri area and you're a big MMA fan, we definitely invite you to come check out that big event. Going to be some great fights on that card. Supposed to be having some kickboxing going on that show, so you might want to come check it out. All right, we got your chat room up and running. We got the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page. You can check us out on there. You can also hit up my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. If you want to leave a comment or ask a question, we will be glad to get on there with you. All right, let's talk a little bit of baseball. Going down, had a big doubleheader yesterday. Congratulations to the Kansas City Royals as they officially are in the World Series. That's right. Kansas City Royals swept the Orioles 4-0. And so they are now officially in the World Series. So now they're just waiting to see what happens with St. Louis and San Francisco. St. Louis has got to get on the ball. They are down 3-1. Game 4 takes place tonight at 7 p.m., I believe. So all you Redbird Nation, you need to get up there and make some loud noise for those St. Louis Cardinals. Hopefully Adam Wainwright, I believe, is on the hill tonight. So hopefully the Rain Man, or Wayne Man, should I call him? That's what I meant to say. You know that. That's what I meant to say. The Wayne Man, he'll be on the hill tonight, and hopefully he can get us to that victory. All right. And you know, the words of Matthew McConaughey, 323-642-1128. This is the phone lines. Going to jump over here. Let's do this one right here. We're going to jump over here, and we're going to check out. I'm sorry, but I do not like Facebook news setup thingy. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. We got a little bit of everything going. Got some NFL football, the Jets taking on New England, and got some NCAA football, Utah taking on Oregon State. And we got hockey tonight, got a little bit of basketball. Just got a little bit of everything for everybody. All right. Kind of looking down the, just kind of looking around. Apparently, Buffalo is kind of upset. All right, I'm checking out what this is. All right, I have no idea. I can't see a picture, so I will not comment. Got some news out of Texas. The Texas Rangers have chosen Pittsburgh Pirates bench coach as their new manager. Bannister's been around a long time. Bannister, he's been Pittsburgh's bench coach the past 4 years. He's been in the Pirates organization 29 years. He was born in Oklahoma, went to college in Texas, was drafted in the 25th round by the Pirates in 86. He's been around a while. So a lot of fans are upset because they kind of looked over some in-house guys to go with Bannister. So all I can say is I hope Bannister proves them wrong and proves to them that he can do the show. So good things coming to Texas. 323-642-1128. If there's anything sports you want to talk about, I don't always have the right questions, but I do have an opinion. So feel free to call in, and hopefully I can steer you the right way. We're pimping on Facebook today. If you want to call, talk sports on the Greg Squirrel Show, call 323-642-1128. All right. Got that going on. Let's see. Let's jump over here. While we're at it, let's take a look at the NCAA Top 25 football schedule. That's right. Here's that button right there. Basketball just around the corner. So getting ready for some college basketball, if you know what I mean. Georgia State, their back been suspended, will not play this weekend. Bo Jackson says he is done with trying to help James Winston. SEC Commissioner Slive has announced that he's going to be retiring at the end of this season. Alabama tight end has forfeited cash in a drug probe. Raging Cajuns pile up 528 yards in a victory. Let's see. Just kind of briefly running down the board, seeing what I see. All right. Here we go. Here is the top 25 schedule, and then we'll look at the SEC schedule. Schedule looks like this. Number 20, Utah is going to take on Oregon State. That's tonight. We got number 11, Oklahoma, taking on number 14, Kansas State. Number 4, Baylor Bears, taking on West Virginia. Number 13, Ohio State, takes on Rutgers. In an SEC top 25 matchup, number 7, Alabama, takes on number 21, Texas A&M. Oh, we go up north, number 8, Michigan State, taking on Indiana. Number 24, Clemson, taking on Boston College. Here's a Big 12 matchup, number 12, TCU, taking on number 15, Oklahoma State. Once again, for the Southeast Conference, you got number 10, Georgia, taking on Arkansas. And I think Arkansas is going to take that one. That's just me. Number 25, Marshall, taking on Florida International. Number 22, USC, taking on Colorado in a Pac-12 matchup. Back to the SEC. Number 3, Mississippi taking on Tennessee. Number 19, Nebraska taking on Northwestern. What are they? Big 10? Big 10 plus 1? Something like that. I don't know. Here's a big top 5 matchup. Number 2, Florida State taking on number 5, Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I'm going to give the nod to Notre Dame on that one. Number 9, Oregon taking on Washington in another Pac-12 matchup. Also in the pack, you got number 17, Arizona State taking on the Stanford Cardinals. I can't understand that tree. Maybe it's just me, but they're called the Cardinals, but yet they have a tree for a mascot. One of them thoughts that make you go, 323-642-1128. It is 4:15 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. We're jumping back over here. We're going to look at that SEC schedule. No, not that one. We want SEC. Why is it not giving me the SEC? For some reason, it's being funny today. Oh, here we go. We already covered that one. Let's jump down here to the SEC and jump over that schedule real quick. Come on, come on, come on. All right. No more words of Matthew McConaughey. All right. All right, here we go. We hope. We think. Computer's running a little slow. I know why the computer's running slow. We need to get it, get the lead out and get on with the program here. Try pushing that button again and see what happens. All right, here we go. Once again, we mentioned the number 10, Georgia, taking on Arkansas. We have number 7, Bama. Number 21, A&M. Number 3, Ole Miss Rebels, taking on Tennessee. And I'm still trying to pull up the other games. Like I say, computer kind of running a little slow today. Don't you just love slow computers? See if I push this button, see what happens. That's still being crocky, mate. Oh, well. I know how we can look it up. Hope everybody else's stuff's working better than my stuff is today. This is kind of bugging me out. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. We already talked about baseball. That's right. Cardinals and the Giants getting back at it tonight. Game 4 of that series. Cardinals got to win or they go home. That's unfortunately, but it is just is what it is. 3-1. Exciting game 4 taking place tonight. Is anybody out there caught Ebola yet? Feel like I'm trying to, but I don't know. All right. Trying to find a score. Rest of the SEC schedule. Oh, let's see here. There's Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Tennessee. All right. Let me push this button, see what happens. All right. Oh, we got 2 games tomorrow night. Fresno State, Boise State, Temple, and Houston. All right. All right, I finally was able to pull up the rest of the SEC schedule, and it looked a little bit like this. It was here, now it's gone. All right, we're getting it back. Like I say, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Missouri, and Florida, Kentucky, LSU. And that's about it, boys and girls, along with those other games I mentioned. So that's your football schedule for this week. All right. We got 4:21 right here on the clock, right here on the Greg Skrill Show. All right, basketball. Are they still doing preseason basketball, or is the season officially begun yet? They're still dealing preseason. Oklahoma City Thunder. They take on. They're at the New Orleans Pelicans. That's right, New Orleans dragging out their new mascot tonight, the Pelicans. So there you go on that one. We're going to pull up some Dallas Mavericks and Memphis Grizzlies, see what they got. Dallas Mavericks, yeah. Let's see. Tomorrow the Mavericks are in Cleveland as they, of course, take on LeBron and Cleveland. Well, let's just look at the full schedule and see what we get. All right, here we go. Dallas at Cleveland. That game is tomorrow, Friday night, Saturday. We're going to see Dallas at Indiana. Oh, this is just Dallas' schedule in general. That's not just the whole league, but that's all right. That'll work. Let's see here. Where's the NBA? Scores and schedules. Maybe that's what. Can you tell it's Thursday, boys and girls? All right, here we go. Here's tonight's preseason schedule for the NBA. Once again, Oklahoma City at New Orleans. You're going to have Boston at Philly, Atlanta at Chi-Town. The Nuggets will take on Golden State. They still got a team? Wow. Utah at the Lakers, San Antonio, and Phoenix. That's your preseason lineup for tonight. It's Thursday, 323-642-1128 right here on the Greg Skrill Show. All right. Going to jump over here, take a look at some MMA stuff, find out what's going on in that little part of sports. Oh, for all you golf fans out there, the Grand Slam is taking place this weekend. And the Grand Slam, I thought they had a schedule up. I guess they don't. They don't have the current scoreboard up. Shriners Hospital for Children Open, taking place in Vegas. Stuart Sink and Martin Laird. They are in at 7-under after the first round. All right. Let's see here. All right. But here's something new that's just coming across a website. Jameis Winston's autographs keeps increasing. James Spence with the James Spence authentication website has admitted that he has over 2,000 items supposedly signed by Jameis Winston. Now, James Spence has told ESPN that he cannot reveal the identity or identities of the customers submitting the signed Winston items. And Spence said he also won't verify the number of items because he says his database is not searchable by name. Says the company does stand by his company's opinion that the signatures are real. And Spence says his company says that no one at his company has any knowledge whether the clients he submitted the Winston items are paid the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback for his autograph. Now, Jimbo Fisher said Monday that Winston has not been paid for his autograph. Some of the items on the website are consecutively numbered, which means they were submitted altogether. We feel very good, Jimbo Fisher said in a telephone interview. We talked to Jameis Winston And I've know the people, have talked to owners of the company and different people, and from what we understand, we'll see, but I'm not concerned. Jimbo Fisher has admitted that Jameis Winston does have a propensity for signing items before and after baseball games. He's never taken a dime. He signs thousands of things. The guy sits for half an hour before a baseball game and signs autographs an hour and a half after a baseball game. So, I mean, he could be totally innocent. He signs these things, not take any money. But yet these people are turning around, selling it. So I don't think you can really put all the blame on Jameis Winston. We'll just have to see. 323-642-1128. Phone lines are open. If there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call on in. Hopefully we're going to be able to have Clinton Hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas. I think that's where it's at. Spokeswoman for the Arkansas Department of Health says the patient of concern at the Clinton Hospital has been cleared of possible Ebola. All right, there you go. Word out, big news out of WWE for all you WWE fans out there. Trying to get the story to pull on up. Oh, well, you can hush. All right. Hey, absent superstar looks to reject WWE contract. As everybody knows, Kurt Angle, currently with TNA, has been looking to get back with WWE. And it was only a couple of weeks ago that Kurt Angle was trying to talk to anybody and everybody within the WWE, trying to convince them to bring him back. Meetings with Triple H and Vince reportedly ended in failure, with rumors even going around that Triple H was PO'd at Kurt Angle for going straight to Vince, going over his head. Now, it looks like Kurt Angle probably going to be turning down a contract offer because of the full-time stipulation. All right. So there you go on that. Angle's wanting to go back to WWE. He just don't want to wrestle full time. And at his age, can you really blame him? Kurt's not a young kid anymore. 323-642-1128. All right, boys and girls, we come to the bottom of the hour. It is 4:30, according to my little clock down here. So we're going to step away for a few minutes. We'll be right back. Get your calls ready. Greg Skrill Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. on the Greg Skrull Show. Bottom of the hour. We got about 30 more minutes to go on today's show. That's right. Don't forget to tell your buddies and your friends that the Greg Skrull Show is on the air every day, normally from 3 till 4. But like I say, I apologize for the baseball games due to the baseball playoffs. Double dip yesterday afternoon. We were not on the air yesterday, but we are back at it here today, and we are having fun right here on the Greg Skrull Show. Once again, Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. We want to say thank you for being a proud supporter of the Greg Skrull Show. We also want to say thank you to Live Right Nutrition, Rogers, Arkansas, Moxie Nutrition, Lowell, Arkansas, Fayetteville Nutrition, of course, Fayetteville, Arkansas, located off of Joyce Avenue, and Nutrition Hog, located off of, what are we located off? Oh, Township, near Colt Square. I also want to say hello to my boy Daniel Flynn, a Native Nutrition over in Stillwell, Oklahoma. If you're wanting to lose weight, get healthy, you need to give me a shout or check out Native Nutrition on Facebook. Phone lines are open. Who we got on the line today?
Well, hello, Mr. Greg.
Granny Hulkster. What's up, baby girl?
Not much.
How you feeling?
So-so. For the most part, so-so. I mean, okay, I'm kind of tired, but I was really happy after my Royals won yesterday.
Oh, tell me about it. Was that not great?
I loved it. My aunt is smiling from heaven right now. I tell you, she was next to me. She was one of the biggest Royals fans that I know for as long as I can remember. And so she's smiling from heaven.
Me and my current female friend, we're kind of fighting about this. Because she lives near Kansas City, and mm-hmm. She's already said if she can pull some strings and things work out, and her boss is such a great guy that he know he is, she could possibly snag us some tickets to the World Series.
Lucky you.
And I told her this is going to cause a fight. And she's asking, well, why is that? Because I root for Kansas City. Anytime they're not playing St. Louis. And if St. Louis can somehow manage to pull their heads out of their butts and come back and take out the Giants, we could have an I-70 World Series.
Again.
And the fight's going to be on because she's going to want to wear her royal blue. Well, I'm going to want to wear my cardinal red. So we kind of got issues here.
That's what makes it interesting, Greg.
Oh, I know it is. I'm not saying it doesn't
make it interesting.
I've
got a lot of friends that are Cardinals fans, Brian Thompson, Tom Simon, they both love the Cardinals,
Yeah, and we love Tom and Brian, and we love those guys, but, I just don't know if I can
When it comes to my Royals, hey, I'm Royals all the way. I'm really proud of them. They've done really well this year.
Well, that's why, and I guess I really need to be rooting more for our Kansas City because I've actually had a chance to work with a lot of the guys on their roster right now because, there for about 3 or 4 years I'd been singing national anthem for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, who
and
is a 14, minor league.
14 of those guys played for the Naturals.
That's right. Mike Moustakas, third baseman. I'm trying to remember who all else. I don't have my roster here in front of me. But, Mike Moustakas.
Perez was one, I believe. Some of their pitchers were Naturals.
Yeah. So, I'm torn both ways. This is going to be if San Francisco goes – then, I'm sporting the royal blue every day. There's no question about that because I just can't stand Frisco. Great city to visit. I just can't lower my standards to root for their sports teams. But, if that's the case, it's going to be royal blue all the way. I'll even go buy me a hat if Kansas City
if
it turns out that way. So my female friend, you know, I'm gonna call her my girlfriend. Okay, I have a girlfriend named Penny, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, me and Penny, we've been talking about this, and just don't let her hear that I made the statement that if St. Louis doesn't make it, I'll wear royal blue the whole time, and I'll even buy me a hat. Don't let her hear that, because she'll hold me to it. But on the other side,
I don't even know her, but you know she won't hear it from me.
Well, you can find her on Facebook. She's just I think she's the only Facebook friend I have named Penny, so she ought to be easy to find. Well, actually, that'll be two, but just look for the one from Missouri, and that's her. Now, back to the other side of that coin. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, I got to write this date down in history. 10/16/2014, Granny Hulkster on the Greg Squirrel Show, and we haven't talked about wrestling yet. I've got to write that down. Hold on a minute. I'm writing this down. Hold on. Write that down on my little notepad. There we go. Okay.
Little calendar there.
Got my little calendar.
Right now, baseball is a lot more important. So.
Oh, exactly. But, you know, and so like I was going to mention, we flip back to the other side of that double-headed coin. Now, if my Cardinals are on there, then, you know, I've got to root for my Redbirds. Yadi Molina, Matt Adams, Matt Carpenter, A.J. Pruszynski. I mean, I've got to root for my boys, you know.
Well,
so it's going to be fun to turn out. It's going to be fun to see what happens. Adam Wainwright, he's on the hill tonight for St. Louis. So I think Bumgardner's on the hill for the Giants. So it's going to be fun to see what happens. That's all I can say. I mean, I hope the Giants or I hope the Cardinals can come back and make a series out of it and not get totally blown out. So we'll just have to see.
So
but
how are things between the Giants and the Cardinals? I really haven't, you know, I'm really sad to say I haven't been keeping up with the Cardinals, you know, but.
Yeah, San Francisco's leading at 3-1. So tonight's do or die. I mean, if St. Louis loses tonight, I mean, that's it. Frisco, KC in the World Series.
So
that's where we stand at this point.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good no matter who takes it. I mean, it'll be a good World Series, whether it's Kansas City, Frisco, or St. Louis. I think it'll be a tougher World Series if the Cardinals make it, because they kind of remind me of Kansas City, is that they got a lot of fight and they don't give up. I just think Kansas City can overpower Frisco. I think Kansas City has too many bats, and they've definitely got some talented outfield. I mean, God, who's
well,
the center
if you
fielder
stop and
that?
Think about that catch that Alex Gordon made last night when he went crashing into the wall.
Well, that's a perfect example.
And still was able to hold on to the baseball.
and like, you know, even the announcers on the TV last night mentioned that he even still had enough brains about him, even after running into the wall. He still held his glove up to say, hey, I did catch this thing. Go back to the dugout, little boy. So, like I say, they Kansas City's scrappy. And, I, you know, 1985 was the last time Kansas City was in.
29 years.
And they beat the Cardinals.
Yes.
So, this I mean, I know I
well,
keep
not
harping
only,
back on.
Not only Alex Gordon has made some great catches, but look at Lorenzo Cain. I mean, you know, some of the catches that he's made. I mean, just everybody involved. I mean, Moustakas, I mean, he went over into the crowd. You know,
oh, yeah.
What was it?
I mean,
Tuesday night, you know, he went over into the crowd. He fell over into the where the people were sitting and still caught the baseball, you know, and hung on to the baseball. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean. And who's the center fielder? Who's the center fielder for KC?
Well, usually Lorenzo Cain is the center fielder. And sometimes he moves over to right field, you know, when they take out certain players.
Right.
I think yesterday he went over to right field after they took Aoki out, and he moved over to right field when they brought the pinch runner in to run for that one, the one Royal guy, and they brought the pinch runner in, and then Cain moved over to right field. But most of the time, Lorenzo Cain plays center field.
Yeah, well, I guess it was Lorenzo Cain. Was it Tuesday night, or was it in the series again? Yeah, I think it was whatever night it was that he made like two or three sliding catches in a row.
That was
Was that
Sunday? I believe it was Sunday. That was Sunday because they got rained out. Saturday. They got rained out Monday. So they had to play Tuesday and then yesterday. And so I think it was Saturday's game because I don't think they played Sunday because they were on their way back to Kansas City. So.
Right, right. But, yeah, I mean, Cain, there was like two or three sliding catches. I'm just like, wow. And I'm sitting, you know, I'm sitting there watching the game with my brother, and I'm like, dude, this guy's a thief out there. I mean, you need to try to hit away from him to be successful. So, but, you know, it's fun, and I'm happy for Kansas City. Like I say, 1985 was the last time they were in the World Series. So they're back, and like I say,
in the playoffs
and
World Series. I mean, 1985 was the last time they were even in the playoffs, and that was 29 years ago.
Exactly.
And everybody's getting so upset. You know, I've seen all these posts on Facebook. Well, you know, like, you know, they're coming with the same party like it's 1985. Well, they don't mean anything by that. You know, somebody had made the comment, well, you know, I wish people would stop saying that because, you know, they're making them sound like, you know, that it's the Royals today that have done it again, which is true. It is very true. That is very, very true. But everybody's just saying party like it's 1985 because that was the year that they took the World Series. I don't see what the big deal is. I think it's kind of neat, but, you know,
haters
like
are going
to complain.
Hate. Oh, yeah. Haters are going to hate. And personally, I don't see nothing with it. I mean, like you, I think it's awesome that we are to this point right now, and especially Kansas City, because, you know, I know they got, you know, just going to the Naturals games, they got a great farm system, and they got some good up-and-coming players. And when you get those players up to the main roster there at Kansas City, and then you fill in those holes with the trades and free agent signings, they've slowly built this team back up. Now, yes, it's maybe taken longer than a lot of the other teams, but, you know, you look at their payroll. I mean, they don't have a very big payroll, so they're not going out spending the big bucks trying to get the big bats in here to Kansas City. You know, they're like you said, 14. How many players are on a major league roster? I don't remember right offhand, but 14 of the current players getting to go play in the World Series.
We're Northwest Arkansas Naturals at one time or another.
At one time, we're Northwest Arkansas Naturals or the Omaha team. You know, because
I
think
we're going in. Okay, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals next season will be their eighth season here in Springdale. And
exactly,
you know, personally, you know, people were not happy when they were building this ballpark. Me, I was because I love my Royals, and I don't always get to go to a Kansas City Royal ball game. Matter of fact, the last Royals ball game that I went to, that David, my husband and my son and I went to, was 10 years ago was when my daddy passed away. My dad's youngest sister, who passed away in April of this year, who was a major Royal fan, took us all to a Royals ball game when we went home for my dad's funeral. You know, that's
I've
the last time I have been to Kauffman Stadium was over 10 years ago. And, I mean, I miss seeing my Royals play. That's why I'm so glad I got to see them play on TV these last few games, you know, because I am just, like, so happy for them. I mean, and, you know, they show George Brett, you know, up in the box,
oh, yeah,
you know, cheering. And, you know, I mean, back in the day, George Brett was one of my favorite
was
Royals.
The man.
I mean, Daryl Porter, George Brett, Jamie Quirk. I loved the, Al Raboski, the Mad Hungarian, you know. I had so many favorite Royals players. It was unreal. But, yeah, I was a big George Brett fan back in the day when he was playing with the Royals.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's like I was saying. You know, I've never been to a pro game, so I'm jealous of you already. You know, I've been jealous of you for years, but, you know, hey, that's for different reasons. But the closest I've been to a Major League Baseball game being outside Kauffman Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of excited about this, you know. Hopefully Penny will get to brown nose her boss and snag us some tickets to the World Series.
Well, see, then I can be jealous of you and we'll be even.
There you go. There we go. We'll be even. All right, Randy Holster, let's talk about it. Wrestling. I mean, I kind of feel bad because I kind of slept halfway through Monday Night Raw. So,
it was different. I mean, it was very different Monday night. I mean, lots of things going on. I mean, I didn't get to see all of Monday Night Raw either. I mean, I just saw bits and pieces of it, but you know, it's just you know, you got that thing going on. You know, Ambrose, he got the contract for the Hell in a Cell match against Seth Rollins,
right.
And Randy Orton has got to face John Cena now, you know, and everything, and Hell in a Cell, but that was a really, there was a lot of interference and from Kane and Orton and Rollins, and,
oh, yeah,
you know, so.
I'm just kind of curious what's going on with that situation because, you know, is this like the second pay-per-view for them in a row now that Brock Lesnar is not going to be on defending the belt? I mean,
I believe so. And I don't, you know, and I'm sorry, you know, a lot of people like Lesnar, and that's their choosing, that's their choice.
Well,
but to me, if you're a champion, you should be defending your title.
Well, I agree. I mean, and I think that's the reason. I think that's why one of the big reasons that a lot of people have been unhappy with Lesnar being the champ, because everybody knows he's just part-time. He comes and goes when he pleases. I mean, and, you know, that's been my beef, is let's put that belt on somebody who's there 365 days a year, busting their hump. Somebody like a Dolph Ziggler. Even somebody like Big Show, Kofi Kingston, I mean, Orton, Cena, Kane. I mean, you got
Sheamus.
Sheamus, but Brock Lesnar. I mean, the guy's a part-timer. Right now, there's talk going around that he's talking about going back to UFC. So, I mean, as much as I love The Rock, I mean, I don't want to see him champion because we know he's just part-time. And so, I mean, of all the guys there right now, who would you like to see the belt on?
Well, you know, I like John Cena, but, you know, John Cena's been champion, you know, several times. You know, I know right now Sheamus has got the U.S. championship belt. You know, I
and
would
you got
like
Miz
to be,
with the Intercontinental Belt.
I'm not a big Miz fan.
Is it
you know, and his little crony Damian Sandow, I do not like him at all.
Let me ask you this, Grin.
He came out looking like Sheamus the other night. He had this red wig on, and he was all spiked up, and he was looking like Sheamus. You know, he had a shirt on that says Fella on it, you know, and he's trying to imitate Sheamus, you know, and I'm like, please, really? You know, I don't think so. But, you know, but they need somebody in there that is going to be there, like you said, all the time to defend the championship, not just come and go whenever they want, you know.
I just thought of this just popped into my head. Could they be trying to make it more old school where you knew who the champ was, a la a Ric Flair or somebody like that, but you didn't have them forced down your throat each and every week? Now, if that's what they're doing, I have no problem with that, you know. But the fact that everybody knows that, you know, Lesnar just shows up when he shows up. I mean, and he admits it. He's a part-timer, you know. And it's in his contract. He only has to work a certain number of days.
That's right.
And, you know, you might have heard me mention earlier, Kurt Angle is possibly, he's been negotiating, trying to talk to anybody in WWE that will listen, but I think that's going to fall by the wayside because he doesn't want to wrestle a full-time schedule. And can you blame him at his age?
No.
And with his injury?
So I don't think he needs to be. That's kind of a tough position to be in. So,
you know, that's one of the reasons I do kind of like TNA. They need to do their booking and storylines different. But, you know, that's why some of the wrestlers are looking at TNA because they know that they do their filming bulk at a time. And, yeah, they're not getting paid WWE money, but they're not wrestling 4 or 5 nights a week like WWE does either. They go in on 1 week or possibly 2 weeks. They take 2 or 3 months' worth of shows, and then they just kind of sit back and do what they want for the remainder of the time.
Yeah.
Man, did you happen to catch TNA wrestling last night?
Bits and pieces of it. I went to bed early. I didn't get to see all of it, but I know, Brodus Clay, who goes by Tyrus right now, whatever they call
him.
He was out there with EC3 last night, I noticed. And
did you catch any of the main event? I got to say, the main event last night was by far one of the best main events I'd seen on TNA last night, as it was Jeff Hardy, Robert Roode, Eric Young, and Austin Aries in a 4-way match for the number one contender to the TNA title. And Robert Roode walked out with it. And so he gets the next shot at Lashley. So I think it's Robert Roode's time again. I have really been impressed with Robert Roode. He kind of reminds me of the old school style. And just, you know, watching him work in the ring. And you know, he kind of reminds me of the old school days, Dusty Rhodes, Ronnie Garvin, guys like that. So, you know, I think he'll do it personally.
Well, he might very well might. I mean, he's got a good chance at it.
Lashley's tough, though. Big Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, he is. He's very tough.
He's tough. Well, Granny Hulkster, what else you got on your brain?
Saturday up in Carl Junction, Missouri, they're going to be doing that benefit show for breast cancer that Barry Lindus, you know, Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry, is helping put on. up at the Carl Gustafson High School. So that's October 18th, and then Wrestling for a Cause in Owosso, Oklahoma on the 19th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I know UWE's got a show on the 18th at Tahlequah, 28 days after Showdown. They've got a big show coming up on Saturday, so that's all I know that's going on around here. But
and I know Mid-South, I forget their full name, over near Oklahoma City, they got a big show coming on. They're even going to have the legendary Vader on their show.
That's going to be November 2nd.
Yes.
Because my family and I actually may be actually going to that. I have a friend over there that messaged me saying something about he was going to make sure that we had free tickets. So they've been wanting us to come over there to see that show. And so
awesome.
We'll just have to wait and see how, you know, weather-wise and how everybody is health-wise and everything. So.
Right. Well, all right, Granny Hulkster. Well, the little girl is talking in my ear saying it's about time to wrap things up for the day. Once again, special Thursday edition of the Greg Squirrel Show because of the baseball playoffs yesterday. We were not on the air Wednesday afternoon, so we're here today, and we're going to be back here tomorrow. So hope everybody tunes in. 323-642-1128 is the phone line, and we're on the air for an hour. We are back to an hour, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. or whenever possible. So anyway, Granny Hulkster, as always, a pleasure to have you on the Greg Squirrel Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Hope you get feeling better, and I look forward to hearing back from you next week, and we'll do this all again. So
have a good day.
Let me look over. Hey, you too, Granny Hulkster. Love ya.
All right,
ladies
and
gentlemen.
Again. Bye.
Ghetto favorite, Granny Hulkster, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. And, hey, we're about to head out of here, but we will talk to you guys again tomorrow. Keep an eye on Facebook, on my personal Facebook page, because we're going to try to do something special tomorrow. We'll just have to see how it works out. So, until that time, this is Greg Squirrel and the Greg Squirrel Show right here at Blog Talk Radio. See ya. Bye.